السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا حجة الله وابن حجته، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره، السلام عليك يا قتيل الله وابن قتيله، السلام عليك يا وتر الله الموتور في السماوات والأرض، السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمحجته، السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته، السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته، السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته، السلام عليك وعلى أرواح التي حلت بفنائك، صلوات الله وبركاته وتحيته عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين. Our deepest condolences to all the believers wherever they are upon the martyrdom of the third divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the esteemed grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he was the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam and Her Eminence Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam. His Eminence Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the fifth of the Ashabul Kisa, the people of the cloak, and he was one of the two sons brought by the Messenger of Allah on the event of Mubahala. And regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Messenger of Allah said, Hassan and Hussein will be the leaders of the youth of paradise, and their father is better than them. And it is this very leader of the youth of paradise, the third divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was brought up under the loving and watchful eye of the Messenger of Allah, who on countless occasions publicly proclaimed that Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were his two sons. And it was this very son of the Messenger of Allah, this leader of the youth of paradise, who was slain in the plains of Karbala while deprived of water on the 10th of Muharram, 61 Hijri. Dear friends, there are many unanswered questions and divine mysteries surrounding the epic of Karbala. But what is absolutely certain is that despite the passing of well over 1,000 years, the epic and the mission of Karbala continues to grow, spread, and strengthen with each passing day. But what is it about this epic of Karbala that it has been able to awaken the hearts of countless millions and simultaneously shake the hearts of countless tyrants, all despite the passing of countless of centuries? Perhaps it was the arrogance and audacity of a tyrant and sinful usurper bent upon destroying the religion of Allah. Perhaps it was the call for salvation and redemption proclaimed by an oppressed people that reached the ears and the hands of an imam. Perhaps it was the bringing back to life the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah by an imam. Perhaps it was the turning of a divine system of governance into an ungodly hereditary kingdom. Perhaps it was the final treachery of a weak people who collectively called upon an imam for their salvation. Perhaps it was the intoxication of a drunkard who tried his best to erase the name of the Messenger of Allah. Perhaps it was the courageous refusal of an imam to pay allegiance to a sinful and tyrant ruler. Perhaps it was the Muslim Ummah turning away from the basic tenets and laws of Islam. Perhaps it was the domination of worldliness, materialism, and selfishness quickly devouring the Muslim Ummah's soul. Perhaps it was the corruption and the falsification of Islam at the hands of the corrupted and deviated. Perhaps it was The reaffirmation of the separation of Islam from politics, initiated and instigated by the enemies of Islam. Perhaps it was the mission of an imam to free Islam and the Muslims from the dreadful domination of cruel oppressors. Perhaps it was that the grounds for the establishment of an Islamic government had been prepared for an imam. Perhaps it was the nobility of a few to stand up to a great many for the sake of the honor of Islam. Perhaps it was the determination and steadfastness of sincere believers in the face of the greatest of trials and tribulations. Perhaps it was the faithfulness and loyalty of companions to a lonely imam until the last drop of their blood. Perhaps it was a caravan of women and children moving ever so quickly towards the throes of death. Perhaps it was a sister who saw nothing but beauty in the cause of her imam. Perhaps it was a nephew who considered death to be sweeter if it were to be with his imam. Perhaps it was a brother who lost his arms but never budged from his loyalty to his imam. Perhaps it was a son who covered his wound for the sake of his imam. Perhaps it was an infant who smiled as he said labbaik to his imam. And perhaps it was the ultimate sacrifice of an imam for the sake of Allah. Perhaps it was the ultimate and eternal victory of truth over falsehood. In honor of this great epic of Karbala, and in honor of those martyred in Karbala, and in honor of those women and children who were oppressed during and after Karbala, and in honor of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was deprived of water when he was martyred. We humbly present a tradition from the third divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where His Eminence says in a tradition while on his way to Karbala, a tradition which can answer many of the mysteries surrounding Karbala. His Eminence, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, says, "People are the slaves of this world, and the religion is merely a taste upon their tongues. They abide by religion as long as their livelihood is granted. But when they are faced with difficulties and hardships, the religious people become few and far between." This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.